Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for your home, auto, or commercial business needs at pncinsurance.net.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show on an Aurora Healthcare Green and Gold Monday to bring in the guy who felt it necessary to point out to me this morning. He's batting 1,000 predicting Packers game in which Aaron Rodgers doesn't get hurt. He is our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood. How are you this afternoon, Woody?
See, I'm all inside my head now because we're late in the season. I haven't flubbed one that, you know, other than the one that no one saw coming. I want to screw this week up.
I think you got it. I think you got it covered. I think you'll continue your stretch.
What did like real confidence from here, right?
What did you see heading into this game that made you think that the Packers had a win over a Bears team that's been playing well lately?
I mean, it doesn't sound like the most intelligent thing. They have to. I mean, this Bears team is not a good football team. We saw that. The penalties, the coaching from the sideline, the challenge. It was a really bad football team that the Packers played yesterday, and if they wanted to be taken serious from here on out, they had to win that game. And ultimately, I think as down as the fan base is on Mike McCarthy, on Dom Capers, not saying it's completely without merit, but this is a franchise that's been to 8 straight playoffs. This is a franchise that fancies itself to be a contending team year in, year out. And the biggest reason for that is obviously Aaron Rodgers, but it's not the only reason. And if they wanted any of that to hold merit going forward, they had to beat the Bears.
So, Woody, here's what we're getting all day yesterday. Well, I was on my Twitter feed, and our first phone call of the day, it was just the Bears. No big deal. Just the Bears.
Sure. Sure.
Weren't they favorite, the Bears?
I think they were 5.5-point favorites. I'll be honest. I couldn't care less about the point spread.
Vegas strives on that kind of stuff, so that's how they make their money.
They do, but I think especially in this situation, there is so much unknown and so much that is hard to predict going into the week with Brett Hundley, not just the last week, but even this week. I mean, there's so little known. It's such a small sample size. There's so much conjecture and guessing with what to expect from this Packers team because of the lack of sample size. So that's why, to me, that the point spread didn't matter much. To me, it was more of an organizational statement. Is this organization that fancies itself to be a contender good enough to avoid going from first to worst without one player? No matter how great that player is, and Aaron Rodgers is the best player in football, he happens to play the most important position in football, that's a colossal absence. I take nothing away from that. But organizationally, can you avoid going from first to worst? If you're worse than the Bears, you lose the Bears, even in Soldier Field, you're among the worst. Can you avoid doing that? They organizationally showed that they could.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you then, were you then impressed with what they were able to do? Not only just that, but on top of the whole Martellus Bennett saga that played out all week long.
Yeah, you know, certainly. I think the whole thing with Martellus Bennett, and I thought this going into the game, I thought I had a chance to galvanize him. Because not only did he quit on the team, and clearly he did, if it was just that, that's disappointing. You don't want to see that. But it wasn't just that. He then turns around and attacks them, and attacks one of their own that they hold very dear to them, Dr. Pat McKenzie, who, if you talk to players inside that locker room, swear by him, one after another. All believe that as a doctor, he has their best interest in heart. I mean, let's not forget Jordy Nelson accepting the NFL Comeback Player of the Year award. Thanks to Packers medical staff, first and foremost, and Pat McKenzie has a huge part of that. So there's a certain feeling of under siege, I think, that within the locker room can bring them together. And I think we kind of saw that a little bit yesterday. But I also think that as badly as they needed a win, and they needed a win, 3 straight losses in the NFL feels like an eternity. That alone could have been a more morale boost. But a bigger morale boost going forward, I think, is to see the quarterback play like a starting-level quarterback for the first time. And, you know, we've seen Brett Hundley for 15 and a half quarters now. He's had two good ones. It was the first quarter they had against the Saints, the very first quarter they had as a starter, when they were basically on Mike McCarthy's play-calling script. And then the fourth quarter yesterday, I thought that the light bulb came on. He made some plays that were starting quarterback-level plays. The touchdown was phenomenal. The deep ball to Davante Adams was something that he simply had not shown to that point. It wasn't just the win yesterday. It was the fact that there was some tangible evidence that the starting quarterback could play up to that level that I think going forward is something that the locker room can feel good about. And there's no guarantee it carries into next week. Again, two good quarters out of 15.5. That's not a great ratio. But you feel like there's hope, and you feel like there's a chance going against the Ravens team that defensively is pretty good, but Joe Flacco is much more in the Mitch Trubisky camp right now than he is in that Drew Brees, Matt Stafford camp.
You ain't lying.
Not a great quarterback.
Yeah, especially one that won a Super Bowl. But I want to get back to the power running game with Williams. It seemed like, because people are going to say he gets 20 carries for 60 yards, but those are some yards that you don't normally see that are very effective. And I think it'll set up the play action down the line. Now, I know he's a rookie, but, you know, this guy, you know, was getting a lot of reps before he got hurt, especially in preseason. So can you talk a little bit about the way he ran the ball?
Yeah, you know, even when he was high up on the depth chart, I think it had mostly to do with his pass pro than any other aspect of his game, what he can do with the ball in his hand. So I don't think he showed until yesterday what he was drafted to be, which was that downhill power runner,
mm-hmm.
and he showed it in abundance yesterday. I thought for a guy who entered a game with really no reasonable expectation to carry it more than a time or two, for him to get 20 carries piled on his plate and handle it as well as he did, I thought it was impressive. And let's be, you know, this is the Green Bay Packers. They play their home games in Northeast Wisconsin in November, December, mm-hmm. you hope January. There's a reason why Jamal Williams fell behind Aaron Jones in the rotation and Ty Montgomery. He's not the home run threat there, Aaron Jones is. He's not the matchup problem, the passing game that Ty Montgomery is. But he is someone that has a very clear role within the run game when you play your home games in Northeast Wisconsin in the winter. You want that downhill guy. You want that guy that will plow right over a quarterback if he's in the way between you and the marker like he did to Kyle Fuller. You want a guy that you can trust to get a yard on fourth and one like he did. Jamal Williams, what he does, there is a role for in the Green Bay Packers run game.
Yeah, again, let's go over to the defense because I know a lot of people wanted Dom Capers fired up last week, but a guy like Nick Perry came up with some very good sacks, had three of them, and then when it was time to step up, the defense was able to do that. I know people are going to look at Trubisky through for 297 yards, but it seemed like to me if they can give up 16 points every week, they're going to be in every ball game, especially if they could score in the 20s. So I know it wasn't overly pretty, but to me it was a lot of good things came out, especially with going into that game with sacks was a big issue.
He's more of a Mitch Trubisky guy right now. He's having a bad season. He's not a productive quarterback at this point. Because I think what you saw yesterday was the difference in playing to Drew Brees and Matt Stafford and a rookie quarterback or a mm-hmm. bad quarterback. It's a night and day difference. And as introspective as Packers fans like to be about what they see from their defense and Dom Capers, so much of defense in this league is dependent on who you're playing at the quarterback position. And the Packers see it week in and week out when they have Aaron Rodgers that he makes good defenses look really, really bad. Drew Brees and even Matt Stafford, the way he played on that Monday night a week ago, can make good defenses look bad. I don't know if the Packers are even a good defense, but I don't think they're as bad as they appear to be against a Hall of Fame quarterback and potentially a Pro Bowl quarterback. I don't think they're as good as they appear to be against Mitch Trubisky making his fourth or fifth start either. I think there's a happy medium there. But when you project it forward a week, Joe Flacco, there's no excuse for this Packers defense to not have a productive day against this Ravens offense going forward.
That is our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood. Find his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette at PackersNews.com and on Twitter at ByRyanWood. And he joins us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on the Wendy's Big Show. We'll talk again on Wednesday, and I have complete and total faith with you that you'll stay perfect in games that Aaron Rodgers doesn't get hurt.
Well, sure. Let's just go ahead and jinx it then.
I'm going to say it every time we talk to you until it goes wrong, Ryan. That's exactly what I plan on doing.
All right, well, take care.
Ryan Wood joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking. And that new house you get may just be a fixer-upper. GE, who do you call?
Yeah, and if it is, you want to talk to my good friends over at J&J Contractors.
Good idea.
They can fix everything up for you. Windows, doors, right? I mean, if you're looking for to upgrade your kitchen, I mean, they can remodel your kitchen for you. If you're looking to upgrade your bathroom, they can do that. If you're looking to do a man cave, you most certainly can handle that. Put a whole new room down in your basement, playroom for the kids. Depends on where you are in your life. I mean, maybe you can do a man cave in your basement and the other half for the kids. So everybody's got somewhere to go. And mama can have her own little room upstairs. So maybe you want to redo your bedroom upstairs. They can do that, too, assuming that you have a two-story house. If you have a rent style, man, there's a lot of room in your basement to do something in there. Build an outdoor oasis, Rum Dog. They can do that, too. I've seen them build outdoor oasis complete with a fireplace.
Mm.
No job is too small, as they can do it all. My good friends over at J&J Contractors.
We'll hit a quick break. Back to your calls, your thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, and observations for our two former Packers. The only show where you can talk with two former Packers at 799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan the day after a 23-16 win over the Chicago Bears on an Aurora Healthcare Green and Gold Monday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.